From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The government's latest economic reports are encouraging. New data shows personal incomes rose 0.5% in August, in part due to the extension of unemployment benefits. And Danielle Carson reports that new government building projects rose during the month, offsetting a drop in private construction spending.
Activity rippled for government projects. Spending on public works jobs rose 2.5%. But private construction projects, such as shopping centers and hotels, dropped like a stone, almost 1.5%. Patrick Newport, an economist at IHS Global Insight, gave this grim assessment.
We had construction on apartments falling for the 23rd straight month. And for non-residential construction, that category has been in a free fall for the past 2.5 years.
Newport expects spending on public works projects will also drop off as the government's stimulus funds to states dry up. And with the housing market's inventory glut and foreclosure problems, analysts don't expect the building industry to rebound for some time. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
A state budget stalemate has been broken in California 3 months into the new fiscal year. The deal follows a five-hour meeting between legislative leaders and Governor Schwarzenegger. No details have been released on how the state's $19 billion deficit will be closed. White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel has not formally declared his intent to run for mayor of Chicago, but Emanuel gave a shout-out to the city and its residents when he announced his resignation on Friday. He also talked about his roots.
My father and my grandfather came to this country for opportunity. They came here for a better life for their children. My mother marched with Martin Luther King because she believed that none of us is truly free until all of us are.
And Manuel says he is energized about the prospects of facing new challenges. Two more NATO soldiers died in southern Afghanistan in a continuing offensive around Kandahar. As NPR's Quill Lawrence reports, U.S.-led forces say they killed and captured hundreds of insurgents.
The American-led international forces in Afghanistan reported that during the month of September, they detained 438 insurgents and killed 114. They claimed 105 insurgent leaders were killed or captured in the same amount of time, although military officials have acknowledged that it's difficult to determine the lower leadership of such a decentralized insurgency. The cost has been a daily toll of international and Afghan soldiers, mostly killed by improvised bombs and landmines in the south of the country. Pakistan continues to bar NATO supply trucks from entering Afghanistan through the crucial Torkham border crossing in an apparent protest against U.S. helicopters entering Pakistani airspace. Near a different border crossing to the south, suspected insurgents attacked and set ablaze 27 fuel trucks bound for U.S. bases inside Afghanistan. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
This is NPR. BMW is voluntarily recalling more than 350,000 cars worldwide out of concern about their power braking systems. Jerry Schultz reports there have been no reported accidents or injuries linked to the problem, and the vehicles are not considered unsafe.
Bienvenue chez BMW. Welcome to BMW.
On Thursday, sales and marketing chief Ian Robertson was giving an audience at a Paris Auto Show BMW's good news, and shares were rising to a record high.
Worldwide, we plan to sell over 1.4 million automobiles by the end of the year. A 10% increase on 2009.
But shares dropped 3% when the company announced recalls Friday of the BMW 5, 6, and 7 ranges with V8 and V12 engines and Rolls-Royces, produced between July 2001 and November 2009. Service records have indicated that leaks could form in the power braking systems. A statement assures drivers the mechanical braking system would function in any case, but owners are nonetheless being asked to take their cars in for a checkup. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Bank of America is the latest bank to freeze property seizures pending review of its foreclosure process. The move will affect homeowners in 23 states, although Bank of America has not said how many. Tens of thousands of GMAC and J.P. Morgan foreclosures are on hold amid revelations that documents were improperly handled. Federal regulators say a single company's $4 billion computerized sell order triggered the May 6th flash crash when shares plunged 1,000 points in less than an hour. A Securities and Exchange Commission report shows the order triggered two waves of selling in an already stressed market. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.